Well, if you could open up your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 4. Really a great testimony that the Lord gives Paul at this point as he begins to share about God providing in different ways throughout his time of serving. And he begins to kind of give the full spectrum of the times that he's experienced through these years. He says, if you go down to verse 11, he says, "Not that I speak from want, I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means." And verse 12, "I know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need." What he goes on to say is that he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him, as well as saying in verse 19 that "my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." And so we know who our provider is. But one of the things that he begins to share in the midst of these times of, we might say, stretching, times of maybe different needs and opportunities comes in, is it actually gives the church in Philippi an opportunity to care for Paul and to think of him perhaps above themselves. It says, verse 15, it says, "You yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving but you alone, for even at Thessalonica you sent a gift more than once for my needs. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account." What we realize is that any situation we find ourselves in, there's only one who's really our provider, and that's our Savior. But God is so gracious in the midst of different times of stretching, and that he gives an opportunity for us to minister and think of one another as more important than ourselves at different points. And Paul was rejoicing not in the fact that he received anything, but he knew that God was going to bless them for that heart. And I bring this up, and if you were here first service, you kind of know where we're going with this. I had a little joke in this because maybe we felt we have an abundance of parking at times. We're about to suffer need in that. So that's where I'm going to bring Mr. Bob up. And, you know, I know, Mr. Bob, you mentioned and you've told us that you've been kind of keeping track of some different testimonies with what the Lord's done during this whole time of preparing for the building. And we've certainly seen his provision and care, but we've got to see the body come together at different times and serve and different opportunities to let go of maybe some comforts that we've had at different points. And so we've got some things coming up that you wanted to share with us, and there's some opportunity in there for us as a body to live this out too.
Right.
So I'll let you go.
Well, it's the new year, and as we told you going through, we moved the portable. We've gotten through that phase of our construction. And starting next week, we'll begin the final phases of redoing our parking lot, putting in storm sewer systems, retention ponds, paving the parking lot so you'll have a very nice place to park, et cetera. We're gonna call the first expansion the west side, okay? This is a west parking lot. That's the east. From about the cross area over to the big tree that way, starting next week, it'll be off limits. We're starting under construction. The first week, we'll do the locates, which is basically determining where your power lines are, your water lines, your sewage lines, and everything, so those can be marked. We'll get the CAD system sent from the engineer to the contractor. They'll be doing a survey so they can put up their silt fence, et cetera. Then the following week, 2 weeks from this Wednesday, they'll mobilize, putting all their equipment on site. We'll begin grading. It's pretty unique in that we estimate we'll have to take 48 loads of skim from the parking lot and haul it out. And we'll have to bring in about 113 loads of fill coming in. And all that's built in our contract with the contractor. So that said, when this is taken off, we average on a second service with pretty full sanctuary, about 59 cars outside. I'm counting them. And so our east parking lot can only hold 37 cars. So we've got about 22, 24 cars that we're going to park over in the cemetery. We met with Brent over at the cemetery. They're very accommodating. We've got a designated area where we're going to park. And we've got two sign-up sheets in the back. First sign-up sheet is if you're willing to drop off, you know, your spouse, whatever, and then take your car over to the cemetery, please sign the list stating that you'll relocate your car over there. We're looking for about 22, 24 people to volunteer, and we've already got a group on the list. The second sign-up sheet is that during certain phases, particularly when we close down the east and go to the west, every car has got to go through the cemetery, and we'll enter the west parking lot on the far south side. We'll have a driveway built to come in there, and we can get about 39, 40 cars coming in. So we'll still need the 22 cars parking where you parked during the first west expansion. So that means if you sign up to do the volunteer parking over there, you're signing up now through May. Okay. But that's the only way that we can work it in the process. For those that have Bible study here during the week, etc., that driveway is going to get real busy. You might get delayed. Come a little early to make sure you get in and park all the way on the north side of the south side parking lot. So you're out of the way of the thoroughfare coming in. I don't know exactly, we can't depend on the timing of when trucks coming in, out, etc. So we got to make that lane free for them to do the work. I put copies back on the back for the timing and the schedule of when everything's going to occur. There's some built-in times in there for inclement weather, etc. But if we have anything extraordinary, that might delay some of our process. But
looks like this, right?
Yes.
Just see it back.
So we're going next week. If you have any questions, you can let me know. I want to emphasize, though, our playground area, and that's our biggest concern. safety of the kids, allowing them to have a small area to play, but we really need to watch them. So I'd ask any parent that has their child out in that small playground area to please be out there with them and supervise them, because it's a construction area. We don't want anyone to get hurt. Not that anybody would be doing work while we're here, but, you know, there's heavy equipment around, there's dirt piles, there's going to be a number of things there. And I was talking to Pastor Greg, we were talking about a cattle crossing. Anybody know what a cattle crossing is? Okay. I was talking to the contractor because I'm concerned about the amount of dirt going out off these trucks once they come in. And we don't want that dirt to get out on the highway, et cetera. So we're going to put a version of a cattle crossing out there that they got to go across. And basically, it's ridges that cause them to bounce, and that knocks off a lot of the dirt, et cetera, that we might go in and everything. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of being able to look back and see how the Lord has blessed us all through this process. And I was going to talk about one thing, but since Pastor James up here, I was going to mention one of the steps we went in. I don't know if any of you have ever heard about the Palm Valley Overlay District. And there's some stories about how tough they are, et cetera. Well, Pastor James volunteered to go with me when we had to go in and get our plans approved. And we were number two on the list. First people in there was Chase Bank out of Ohio, and they had a architectural firm from Tampa come in, and I don't know if you know the Publix up here at Sawgrass. There's some old buildings over there that are going to knock down and build a new bank building there. But they came in with a very modern-looking building, black and white, flat roof, that just did not fit into the aesthetics of what Sawgrass looks like. You don't see a McDonald's sign high in Ponte Vedra. They control everything. Well, we had to sit there and suffer through with them, and eventually they got turned down and sent back to redo everything. And then they called us up.
We were feeling real good right at that
point. We did not know what to expect, but as it turned out, they exercised all their energy on the first group to the point that they looked at our plan. Well, this is, looks very simple, you know. And then after they approved us and we walked out, one of the board members came up to us. He walked out of the room. They stopped. He walked out of the room, came up to us, and he said that he knew Pastor Gary, and he used to go to this church back 17 years ago. He goes to Presbyterian now, but they would divide their time. And he wanted us to say, you know, how much he respected Pastor Gary and all. So, you know, Lord put us in number two spot instead of number one. And we got approved and everything. So it's been, and I've been jotting down, I've got a list of things that, looking back, what he has done to just allow us to go through. So as we go forth, if anybody, you know anybody that's not here today, make sure you let them know what's going on, because this will start within 2 weeks. We'll really have activity out here.
And so, you had mentioned we have the two sign-up sheets. One is for those of us that are willing to park next door over that few months.
Right.
But there's another one for those that are desiring to help serve with, especially in the latter part of this time, as far as helping in different ones that maybe need some help getting in, because we're going to be kind of accessing the sanctuary from a different place, as well as maybe helping to park cars if there's a need, or show where to park.
Individuals that are on walkers or wheelchairs or need any kind of assistance, we're going to have some volunteers out to make to assist you in getting into the sanctuary as, you know, as quickly as we can.
Yeah. So they're both back there if you feel led in either way.
And right now our final inspection is scheduled to take place May 23rd. So that's our plan. We're moving forward. And any questions, just see me whenever. Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Bob.
Thank you.
Good opportunity the Lord gives us as a family to really begin to let go of different things, trust the Lord with it, and get to think of one another as more important than ourselves. So we don't run from those opportunities. The Lord's taught us the great blessing that's in those times. So look forward to all he's going to do in these months ahead. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Thank you for the hearts of the different ones that you've burdened at times to help through these days. And Lord, we trust you with all that you're doing and going to accomplish. And there's a greater building and a greater work than walls and a roof and parking spaces. There's a building up within this body that you're doing. There's a strengthening of each one of us. There's a drawing closer together through times of being stretched, through times of sacrificing, times of letting go of different comforts and seasons, and seeing a greater blessing and value that you have in store for us. So, Lord, we thank you for the real building that you've been doing through this time, and will continue to finish, as you tell us in the same book of Philippians. Lord, we give you thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.